Now, one of the government's suggestions for combating the economic crisis is to revive the so-called Schwarz system. It's named after Miroslav Schwarz, a Czech building contractor who laid off all his employees in 1990 and immediately rehired them on a self-employed basis, thus saving both him and them lots of money in tax and social and health insurance. The state later made the practice illegal, and Mr. Schwarz even spent a brief time in prison. However, he was exonerated in 1995, and the Schwarz system lives on. Estate agents or plumbers, for example, usually work for just one firm, but are not salaried employees of that firm. So, should the system be extended to help the ailing Czech economy? Definitely not, says Josef Středula, president of the Czech Metal Workers Union.
Usually, employees pay every month to the state budget some money for the pension system, social system and health system. But this system, Schwarz system, will radically reduce these numbers. Every 10,000 employees will reduce state budget minus 1 billion crowns. Because this main people who pay money to the tax system are normal employees.
But at a time when so many families are struggling amidst this financial crisis, when thousands of people will lose their jobs this year, not only in the Czech Republic, elsewhere in Europe, surely any system which allows people to make more money for their families to survive economically must be welcome.
Yeah, but if people lose a lot of jobs, it's during 1 month in Czech Republic minus 50,000 jobs, it means that people will be without job. How is possible then there will be job only if somebody will be self-employed?
Because it's more attractive for the employer, because they don't need to pay tax and health insurance.
Yeah, but this is absolutely unattractive for the state finances. This is absolutely against people who have some problem. It means people with some disability, people who need some help from state. It's impossible to have in one country, as Czech Republic, with 10 million inhabitants and approximately 5 million people who is economic activity, and to have 5 million and businessmen. This is impossible. This is crazy. This main target of every this type of people will be to pay to state budget not a lot of money. And situation for state budget will be state budget without money. It means that state will be dead.
So if not the Schwarz system and other such economic tools, what should the government do in the middle of this crisis? How can the government tackle this crisis?
First step for me must be to look for some social dialogue between everybody. This is not only dialogue between Czech government and NERV, it's this community of 10 economists, and discuss with employees' side, employer side. Second, to look for some common approach from the European level, because Czech Republic is a country who's responsible for half year of European Union, and I think must be active. Look for some common approaches, not some approach only from Czech Republic, because there exist only few tools for using only in some country, but we need common approach in European level.
Josef Středula, president of the Czech Metal Workers Union, and he was speaking there to my colleague, Rob